This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Still feels weird to say that. Kate Delaney, as always, happy to be the skipper here on this luxury cruise line called America Tonight. Well, maybe we've graduated from tugboat. Anyway, I hope you had great holidays or continuing to have great holidays. I know some people took the week off. A lot of people I know took 2 weeks off. They kill themselves and work 80 hours a week and then they get to the end of the year and they have 2 whole weeks off. I think it would just take you a week to recover from that though, right? Probably. I'm just thinking. Nobody nailed the score, if you're curious about that, so better luck next time. We have the playoffs. That means coming up on our Wednesday into Thursday show. Let me say that again. Coming up on our Wednesday into Thursday show, we'll have nailed the score. You guys have to make up your mind. I had so many people complain they didn't want it on Tuesday into Wednesday, Wednesday into Thursday. I buckled. So by popular demand, you the people and my unscientific poll have decided the fate of what happens, at least this upcoming week, with Nail the Score. Because you know how that can change. So anyway, what's happening in D.C. as they furiously get ready to say goodbye to the Obamas, you know, that whole pack-up move thing, and then the Trumps moving in, or part of the Trumps moving in anyway. While that's all happening, the House has decided to gut the ethics panel. Remember there was this ethics panel that was kind of like the watchdog that would look out for what was going on in Congress, so it doesn't matter, nonpartisan, so Democrats, Republicans, whatever. But there were complaints from some that it was ridiculous. They were being buried in these investigations and having to lawyer up to the point of where they couldn't even afford to lawyer up some of the congressional folks. So the vote so far, because now it has to move on to the full vote, but the vote was to say later to the independent ethics process. Nancy Pelosi went ape on this. She tweeted out, because now everybody's tweeting, that the House Republicans will destroy the office that provides independent ethics process. So much for draining the swamp. Remember that whole thing about draining the swamp? I don't think anyone is ever going to drain the swamp. Taking apart what has happened and what the machine has gunked up for so long is going to be a really difficult process. If the Trump election, being elected, taught us anything, I think it's taught us that anybody can be elected. If you have the right backers, you know how to run a campaign, and if you're not connected to politics but you have a good ground game, there is some possibilities of other people getting elected, I think, into other positions, Senate, Congress, you know, whatever. Still not easy because you still have to be able to get the money machine going, but I think it does show that you can't think any longer that it's all about just coming up that political ladder. Now it's a question of what happens in these first 100 days and the cabinet and all the congressional hearings and all that stuff. All right, let's go to Creme de la Creme, who is in our virtual green room for our callers. So, Creme de la Creme, happy 2017.
Oh, hey, thanks. Oh, hey, Kate. Been a while,
hey.
Hasn't it? I missed out on quite a bit. Missed my birthday there.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I think you went on vacation. Of course, you know, the happiest part is 30 days after it, we're going to have a new president.
That's happening fast, lightning fast, because here we are into the new year.
But I got something you can start, a new hashtag you can start, countdown to mainstream media calls for impeaching Trump.
Yeah. I don't think, you know, that's like the whole the word impeachment has now been thrown on the floor. It's like wait to see what happens when he gets in. It's going to be interesting what happens with the media. It is going to be interesting. I think like any other president, I said this, he'll talk to people he wants to talk to, and just like Obama did.
Well, oh yeah, but you hit the nail on the head. I got around finally to sending you them Grimm tunes, and I put a little clue in there about this too. So I'll wait till you get it. I don't want to spoil that, but you did hit the nail on the head there. And, you know, I would predict just about when the countdown would start. But I think it'd be kind of just, you know, a neat thing to see how long it takes them. It'd be a great hashtag, you know, because we're talking about the media, you know, ABC, NBC, and CBS, the mainstream. Let's see how long it takes. But,
yeah,
I got something else for you. Of course, I'm not going to be around as much for the simple reason things have got better. You know, I've got real hope in my life now.
Yeah, well, that's great. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. But over the holidays, I'm sure you watched a lot of the repeats yourself, like SNL. But in the spirit of the church lady, this is how she would say it. Happy 2018 Day.
Oh, that's funny. I love it.
Especially with the Ty Rumpet in charge now. I tell you, Dana Carvey, them liberals, I'm kind of wondering just how much longer SNL is going to be alive. I don't know if you've been hearing a lot. You know, Donald pretty much hit them. You know, I don't think he's coming back to the show. I'm sure you heard his comment. Like I said, I don't have all this electronic stuff, so I ain't seen his tweets or anything, and I can't do it, but I'm fixing to get into it. But the real hope is, you know, you can only sit so long behind a desk and sit there and design and create and everything, and then you got to get your butt out of the chair and get out and work, and that's why you probably won't hear from me, because I got to actually go out, physically do this stuff now that I've been doing.
Right.
And the hope is there. I don't know where Michelle's coming from, but I'm seeing a lot of hope. Especially.
Well, that's good, because we want hope. And I know a lot of people that have gotten messed up with the construction industry, too, and that makes me feel good that we're starting to see that.
Well, you know, you just can't stop housing and expect to be an architect and have work.
Right. Yeah. Gosh, well, when you're not working, check in with us. We'll miss you.
Well, I'll do my best to check in from time to time. I just can't be as frequent, you know. I mean,
yeah.
There's times, and I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling. I did a lot of that already over the holidays. I didn't have a holiday. I was kind of working. That's what I'm saying. That's hope.
Yay. Creme de la creme. Congratulations. We are so happy for you. And when you do get that rare time off, please check in with us. And certainly, through the miracle of the Internet, send us your thoughts at americatonight.net, which you already know that. Hang through. We got all kinds of things coming up, including a mailbag. Stay with us.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the
lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
It's about the numbers, so welcome to 2017, and this is our very first We Can Count. As we dive into the numbers of the day, here's where I'm going to start. I'm going to start with what happened over the weekend in sports, because the Ohio State Buckeyes put up a big donut, zippo, nothing, nada, in their semifinal matchup against Clemson. Clemson just rolled over them. And I know people are listening to us in Ohio. You have to be as shocked as I was over what happened in that bowl game. I mean, good for Clemson that they were able to just completely knock them out. So now it's Clemson and Alabama, because Alabama beats Washington for you Husky fans out there. But the Huskies put up a little bit more of a fight than what happened with Ohio State. And they've had great teams in the past. Urban Meyer is a great, great coach. I take nothing away from him. And sometimes, and I've had coaches say this, you have a game like that. You have an inexplicable loss in a big situation where how is this possible to be this team that gets this far, gets chosen as one of the best 4 teams in the country, and then gets blown out? How does that happen? You know, and the answer to that is that, you know, of course it can happen. Of course, the when you shake out the deck, sometimes the unexpected happens. I believe these coaches. I think that, you know, Ohio State football program is a darn good one. It just was not their day. It really was not their day. 31, here's the number. Clemson beat them 31-0. Deshaun Watson, the quarterback for Clemson, had an incredible day. He was Superman. And it just it wasn't their day at the Fiesta Bowl, but it certainly was for Clemson, so congratulations to them as the Tigers move on to take on the Crimson Tide after their win over the Washington Huskies, who put up a little bit of a fight in that first half, but nothing going on in the second half. All right, the other thing to talk about with numbers in sports is, and I'm not going to reveal, I'll reveal that coming up, but for We Can Count, but the big game was the Lions, one of them, the Lions and the Green Bay Packers, and what happened there was interesting because Aaron Rodgers said, we're going to roll the table, and they rolled the table, and they did it in Detroit, 31-24. So the Lions are in the playoffs. They're going to take on Seattle, but the Packers win the division, 31-24 again, I'll say that. And you got to give credit to Aaron Rodgers. He rolled off six wins. The momentum of winning for him is contagious, and he showed it that they could do it because they were mired in a miserable season when they started to lose, and they were able to come back in that. So bravo, bravo to the Green Bay Packers and to Aaron Rodgers. Now, the game, I guess I'll reveal it. The game, in case you missed it, the game of the week or the nail the score game was the Patriots and the Dolphins, and the final score there, nobody nailed the score, but the final score was 35-14. So the Patriots win the AFC East. Overall, they're the top seed. Tom Brady has a phenomenal game, passes for over 275 yards and three touchdowns. The Patriots roll on, not a shock, and the Dolphins just really couldn't do very much to counterattack their attack. All right, let's move on to some other numbers. And not all of them have to do with sports. We certainly could look at some of the stories in the world of sports and give you numbers all the time, every day, all, you know, in every single way. But let's do this. This is the craziest story. I read this out of Australia. I just had some friends who went to Australia. There was a crocodile. Here's your number, 12 feet long, just about 12 feet long. And he decided he would make himself comfortable in someone's backyard before he moved out toward the front gate to sunbathe. Apparently, garbage bins had to be used to corral this massive croc in Australia. When they showed up, they just wheeled in a whole bunch of bins because they had to funnel them toward the water, but he wasn't going to move. So how do you move them? And they say maybe he's got a broken navigator. So they used hay bales to box him in and to try to relocate him, and then they used these bins to try to push him toward the, you know, toward the water. And they now, I guess they didn't have any luck with that. So they are relocating him somehow. They're relocating him to a crocodile farm. Wow. Scary, isn't it? I think it's scary. You know how I feel about alligators or crocodiles, same thing. And you're in your backyard, and this is what they talk about, little dogs, and how little dogs can be an easy appetizer for one of those crocs. All right, how about this? A dozen doctors, pharmacy owners, marketing pros accused of a brutal kickback scheme that prosecutors are saying out of Phoenix involved a sham medical study used to bilk up to $102 million. And who do they bilk the money from? Of course, the publicly funded federal health program for military family members. How sad is that? So they had these doctors, an emergency medical doctor who worked in two Phoenix hospitals. They indicted him back in October. And then they've got all these other people that are involved in it as well. And the federal prosecutors say that this scheme involved prescribing compounded drugs like pain, scar, migraine creams to military families covered by TRICARE, the federal health insurance program for active duty and retired military and family members. And they looked into it. They started to question it, and they found it. And boy, oh boy. Now you wonder, are there other rings like this going on? And this doctor was writing all these prescriptions. And, of course, then they were pocketing some of the money with these certain drugs. And, boy, how sad. And there's, like, 11 others that are involved in this. Wow. Yeah, 11 others. How about this? The iconic Hollywood sign from this scheme of these doctors and others to Hollywood's sign was altered to say Hollyweed. Yes, it was uncovered. It was uncovered on New Year's Day. They altered it, and celebrations probably were pretty interesting because you've got a 350-foot-long sign. I've been there. I've seen it. And somebody had to come up with this where they came up with the number, came up with the letters, rather, and they were able to replace it. So they clambered over the sign. They placed two tarps covering the two O's, and then it read Hollyweed. But the tarps were removed, and then once they found it out, can you imagine getting that call? Once they found it out, they went back, went up, and replaced the Hollyweed with Hollywood, just replaced, put the O's back. At least the people who did it left the O's. The pranksters changed it, but they left the letters knowing that, okay, they're going to come up here, and they're going to have to replace it, and they did. And I have to say, seeing that sign was crazy. I mean, just really, really funny. And 45-foot-tall letters. In my mind, I wonder, to vandalize that. They say it happens at least once a year. How do you, they say it's thrill seekers or whatever. I'm just thinking, that's got to be a big ruse to pull off. How do you get there? How you get there, get the signs up there without anyone seeing, and then get away with it? Because they did. This has to do with the approval in November of Proposition 64, which legalized the recreational use of marijuana starting in 2018. So how interesting. But like I said, it's not the first time that the sign has been altered. It's happened before. But it's got to be dangerous to climb up the mountain because it's in a weird section of the Santa Monica Mountains. You know, this sign has been up there since 1923. It was an advertisement for a local real estate development company, which is crazy. But that's a big risk. Like I said, it's a big risk for someone to do that because you're doing it at night. So whoever did it really had the chops to be able to do it, to get up there and to be able to replace it. Because of the location is a difficult one, like I said, to get to. I've been up there, and it is very, very gnarly, the way the terrain is. I think it's a tall task, so to speak. Get it? Tall task. I know, that's brutal, isn't it? So, to me, that was one of the funniest things, I think, though, that happened in the new year. It's going to be an interesting year. There's lots of numbers to be had as we move along through 2017, whether it's in the tech space, whether we're talking about money, whether we're talking about sports, whether we're talking about news hits, or just life in general. So buckle up. We're going to have many more editions of We Can Count coming up later this week. Hang with us. We're checking the mailbag next.
Alright guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person.
Once again, starting off 2017, a ton of email. Thanks to all of you for listening to the show at different times, downloading it. You tell me great stories about how you're walking along in your neighborhood and you're listening to America Tonight and you think about something that you heard and you want to chime in. So the way to do that is through the mailbag. And I have a theory on this because we do have so many people that listen at different times. That's why the mailbag overflows every single day. If this was physical mail, I would not be able to breathe. You'd be strangling me, suffocating me, I guess is a better way to say that, with all the emails I receive. So on that note, let's head to the avalanche.
You have mail, mistress.
First one up this year is Jake in Austin, Texas. Hey, Katie Kate, I've been thinking of you over the break. I'm wondering what you think will happen in the new year with Donald Trump. I know you've talked about it. You've talked about cabinet positions and transitions. But are we going to have a good year? Are we going to have a bumpy year? What kind of year do you think it's going to be? Oh, Jake, if only I could answer that question, I'd be in Vegas and I'd be selling that information, probably, and then doing something good with the money that I received. I'm not Madam Cleo, but I do like to look in the crystal ball and try to figure it all out. Here's what I hope. No matter if you voted for Trump, didn't vote for Trump, think he's an idiot, think he's a genius, whatever label, whatever name-calling, any of that kind of stuff you want to throw out there, he is the president. And you look at senior politicians and how they are dealing with the transition and how many of them, when they're asked, talk about they want him to do well. So my hope is that he jumps in and does well. That if there's cabinet positions where we think the wrong people are filling them, we're wrong about it. If there are people who are filling the spots that we think are good picks, that they do what they think they can do. You have to remember, you've got a lot of bureaucracy to deal with. You have a lot of red tape to cut through. No man is an island. We have three branches of government. So how much do you, can you do? Will you do all of that? There's no way to predict that. What I do like, one thing I do like that Trump has said is about cutting back on some of the money that we give to other countries. We do need to help allies. We do need to be there. But I think we have also cost ourselves a lot of pain, heartache, and bucks that we can ill afford in some of the places where we've invested. So not all, but some of the places. So I'm going to be curious. As I know the obvious things to talk about, and we've talked about them, whether it's healthcare, whether it's immigration, the economy, Social Security, all that kind of stuff, Medicare, what's going to happen. So those are the obvious things. But what about the other side? What about the money that we push out there that we're not getting back, but we're getting sometimes mud thrown in our face, even though we're propping up other countries? I think some of that could be cut back in many of the areas that we invest in. So we'll see. Let's move on to Paul, who says, Kate Mariah Carey, did you happen to catch her on Rockin' Eve on ABC? I did not watch that show, but I did go to YouTube and watch poor Mariah Carey. She walked off stage, all these technical snafus. She said they didn't get the sound check. You heard her saying that when her song came on. It was very strange. There was an audio track malfunction, I guess, while she was lip syncing some of her biggest songs. And this was in front of millions of people. They're in front of the people at Times Square. But of course, lots of people have that on in the background or are watching it. So the most exposure you could get, she got. And unfortunately, it didn't, you know, work out. She had her bodysuit on. She came out, she sang Auld Lang Syne, and that was fine. And then that's when everything fell apart. It was really, really crazy. So whatever the technical malfunctions were, she was not having it. You know, she kept referring to it. And by the time she got to We Belong Together, she just stopped singing. There was some other kind of glitch in this pre-recorded track that kept playing in the background. So it was crazy. And, you know, it looked like she just sort of shook it off. She kept saying, it is what it is. It just don't get any better. And then she eventually walked off stage. But Twitter exploded with it. I mean, and YouTube, if you go to this YouTube of Mariah Carey, I want to say it's up to 4 million plus people have gone to look at it to get a sense of what happened there. It's crazy. You can bet some technical person is getting chewed out, fired, whatever, for whatever it was that caused that. And I don't know, what do you do if you're lip syncing? You're in the middle of Times Square, it's New Year's Eve, and the tracks are all over the map, and the sound is screwed up. You just try to sing along, which just seemed like she was doing. Very crazy. All right, let's move on to this. This one is from Jacob, who says, ooh, Istanbul, here we go again, ISIS claiming an attack. I wonder if it really was ISIS, Kate, or every time something horrific happens, do they just claim that it's them? I don't know, because especially in Istanbul, I believe it was ISIS. They claim responsibility for that New Year's attack at that nightclub. 39 people were killed. I'm going to say I buy it. They didn't say anything other than it's them. And in fact, their statement that was posted to Twitter said, in continuation of the blessed operations which ISIS carries out against Turkey, a soldier in the brave caliphate attacked one of the most popular nightclubs while Christians were celebrating their holiday. The police are desperately trying to find the attacker. 8 people so far, I guess, have been stopped by police, detained, whatever, they're being held and questioned over the attack as to whether it's them or not, of course. And, you know, it's sad. It's awful. Turkey used to be a place where a lot of people went to visit. In fact, a lot of Rotary clubs had exchanges with Rotarians, or the version of it, in Turkey. And I would say that's not a safe place anymore. Of course, we've seen a couple of horrific things happen. So not only were the people killed, but you had dozens of people that had to be hospitalized. 46 are still being treated. There's one American who is in the middle of all of this. And it's, of course, it's awful. You go to a nightclub to just celebrate, and what happens? You don't come out of it. And there were The people killed in the attacks, by the way, weren't just Turkish people. There were people from India, Jordan, Morocco, Canada, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, etc. Because Istanbul's Turkey's largest city, and of course they're celebrating in the New Year. So there's been a lot of violence. Remember, there was the guy that picked off the Russian ambassador who was gunned down by a man shouting about Aleppo, and there have been other crazy things that have happened in Turkey. Like I say, Turkey was one of those places. I know a lot of people that went to Turkey and just raved about how great it was and how great the people were. And so I'm not saying the people still aren't great, but it's not safe to go there now. All right, let's move on to this one. This one is from Bobby, who says, Kate, I know you're up on this whole earthquake thing. Did you see the earthquake that hit on New Year's Eve in Cali? I did. I saw a story on it, and it was Brawley, California, and the fact that there was what they call a swarm, right? It's a really an area that they say is riddled with faults, and they call it the Brawley Seismic Zone. And it's between the San Andreas Fault, which is the largest, and the Imperial Fault. They say 100 earthquakes hit that area in the weekend. Most were pretty weak, so people didn't notice it, because if they're under 2.5, they're usually not feeling it. But how would you like that? You wake up and hear, oh, there was 100 earthquakes that happened over the weekend. There's always that, and I lived in California and I loved it, and there's always that deal lurking in the background. Could this be the big one? Will we see this happen again? That's always part of the conversation, because you think of the San Andreas Fault. They say catastrophic earthquakes seem to happen along that southern part of that fault about 150 years, every 150 years. And that's scary. You know, when was the last one? The last time they had a big trembler, I think it is, on the fault, it hit Southern California in 1857. So, again, go figure. Somebody who's been through an earthquake, it is just the craziest, craziest thing. How about this? This is from Jody. Hi, Kate. Happy New Year to you and to all the listeners. I've been listening to a lot of the shows. I've been able to download them, and I'm really enjoying that a lot. I'm wondering if, because I know you like sports too, besides the politics that affect all of us, as you call it, the buzz in your backyard and mine, did you see that Ronda Rousey fight? Are you a fan of MMA? I am a fan of MMA. I think it's interesting getting in the octagon and the fighting, and because I've had friends who know a lot about it, so they've taught me a little bit about it. Ronda Rousey was known for knocking people out 12 seconds, 15 seconds, seconds. So she, Holly Holm, takes her out 13 months ago. She gets back into the ring, and it took 48 seconds for Amanda Nunes to give her the business. And I think because she transcended the sport, that this should be it for her. Why? And she takes it so heavily because she, you know, takes it to heart. I think she should retire from it. Don't try to make a comeback and just do what she was doing as far as acting and pursuing that. That makes just way more sense to me than to get back in the ring and try yet another comeback. I mean, she was just crushed in the first round. Just boom, TKO. So I'd say, you know, Ronda Rousey has a personality. People like her. She had her day in the sun. Why not move on to that next career instead of taking apart her name a little bit more? And unless she made some giant comeback and decided she's somehow going to win this next one and can do it and then get out of it. But I don't think so. I don't think she'll come back. Thanks for all the emails. Remember, you can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
If If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
To kick off the new year, talking to Don Zier, President and Chief Executive Officer of Nutrisystem. We've talked to Don heading into the holidays about what the holidays would be like and then coming out on the other side. Of course, a busy time. So many people really trying to focus on losing weight, getting in shape, learning how to eat better, all that kind of stuff. So we're going to talk about that. But we're also going to talk about New Year's resolutions because we're coming through that tunnel. So, Don, first of all, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
You, as the leader of Nutrisystem, the CEO, we've talked about this before, you're also an MIT-trained engineer, which I think is awesome. And when I have a lot of friends who are engineers. I happen to have three girlfriends that are like you. They're engineers. And it's interesting how they approach resolution. So I was wondering, you're the CEO of the company. How do you approach resolutions, especially with your background?
Well, as an engineer, one of the things I like to do is track, and measure. So one of the things that I'm constantly doing is I set my New Year's resolution, which, like many Americans, includes losing weight, is like to really track the progress. And, you know, we're finding that it's more that people who track, write down, whether you write down on a piece of paper or enter it into one of the apps that are out there, that people who track have more success with weight loss.
Yeah. Is it important to set a realistic goal? I think a lot of times, even with to-do lists and everything else, we're unrealistic. Is that important?
Right. It's extremely important, because I think if people set unrealistic expectations, they get this disappointed, then by the third week in January, start falling off the wagon. So we talk about setting realistic goals. And as you know, Kate, with programs like Nutrisystem, you actually can lose, you know, 10, 13 pounds in that first month, which really, you know, even if you have a goal of losing 50 or 60 pounds, that first month of early success is really a predictor of your long-term success. And, you know, losing just 10 pounds can really change how you feel about yourself.
Yeah, I agree. I think when you see some initial results, that helps to keep you on track, and then by tracking it along the way, that helps you as well. And that's one of the things Nutrisystem rolled out. What was brand new that you rolled out the last couple of days? Because I've seen Marie Osmond all over the place talking about it.
Yeah, so we rolled out a brand new program called Lean 13, which you can lose 13 pounds in 1 month, which is very exciting. And with that, we have brand new Craving Crusher bars, which we find that people like to incorporate bars and shakes into the program. So we have the all-new NutriCrush bars, which actually crush cravings, which is good because, you know, in the middle of the day, you know, that's when it gets hard. You know, snack time, 3 p.m., it gets a little tough. So you can grab your NutriCrush bar. And then in the morning, you know, after you have your breakfast, mid-morning, you can have what we call our turbo shake, which is packed with probiotics. And, you know, the probiotics really help with some of those areas that are hard. You know, it helps bust that belly bloat, which is really important for people like me. I know I like anything that's going to, you know, work on my stomach a little bit.
Boy, that's true. That's me, too. The turbo shakes are good, and you're right. It's the afternoon, when you hit the afternoon, there's something about it because you've been working or whatever it is that you're doing, and then there's that lull. There's sort of like a weird lull, and that's when I think it gets really, really challenging. And speaking of challenging, motivation is also key. So do you have any great tips you can share for how to stay motivated? That's tough.
Yeah, I think the best way to stay motivated is to actually, you know, weigh yourself, you know, twice a week. And you'll begin, if you're sticking with a program like a structured weight loss program like Nutrisystem, you'll begin to see the pounds start falling off. There's no greater motivator than losing those first 5 to 10 pounds. And then I think the other thing is, you know, don't be too hard on yourself. As we know, it can't be about deprivation. You need to be able to have a snack here and there. And, you know, these extreme diets, you know, we just did a poll, and like half the people who are trying to diet try to do it through rather extreme measures, which is really hard, because if you're just having juice all the time or doing some, you know, crazy diet that allows you just to eat salad and that's it, you know, it's hard to stay on programs like that. So we like programs that offer variety, that have choice, and that really begin to teach you about portion control and, you know, really make a habit change in your life.
Yeah, and the portion control, I mean, I've seen the results, obviously, over 40 pounds, and a big part of that is what we already talked about, tracking, portion control, weighing, because I'm a results-oriented person, so I have to see it. That's why it's brilliant that you're doing the Lean 13, because I agree with you, what you said earlier. If you can see that 10 to 13 pounds, you're going to feel that somehow, someplace, in your jeans,
like
in your clothes.
Yeah. You definitely begin to feel it in your... You definitely begin to feel it in your clothes. And,
yeah,
and not
absolutely.
That, it's not just about how you look, it's about how you feel, right? Even more important,
yeah,
it's about how you feel.
Yeah, I think so. There's no question it is about how you feel. So you talked about the turbo shakes and the bars. For you, I know before you were talking about the chocolate muffin being one of your favorites. I would agree. It's delicious.
It tastes like any other
muffin. What else do you like? Is there anything else that you really like that's on the program food-wise? Because I think the food is tremendous across the board.
Yeah, I like a lot of the frozen foods. So my favorite dinner is chicken parmesan by far. I can have that a couple of nights a week and be happy. Pizza's always great. Love the pizzas. You know, I tend to like the carbs a little bit, but I like to know that it's healthy carbs. You know, that I'm not just eating white carbs. I'm eating the more healthy carbs, which is good. And I like that cinnamon roll, that frozen cinnamon roll in the morning. Like, that's good too. In addition to, you know, alternate that with my chocolate muffins, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. The pizza is great. I like the pizza, too. It's funny you mentioned the pizza, because on New Year's Eve, I had people over. They brought a pizza. I made my Nutrisystem pizza, and it was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't feel like I was missing out at all. All right, terrific way for us to start the new year. Dawn Zier, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Happy New Year, Kate. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, so it's interesting in talking to Dawn, she's right about the whole idea of losing 10 to 13 pounds and the extreme diets. You know, I'm trying to think of what it was. They used to have, like, the grapefruit diet or whatever. There's intermittent fasting and whatnot. But I think that there's no question about it, and we all know this, but we don't practice it. And I think this is one of the beauties of Nutrisystem. As somebody who's been the beneficiary of this and I've seen the change, a lot of this is also those portion sizes. And you realize when you start to eat the food, you look at the portion sizes and you think, are you kidding? How much was I eating? Dawn and I have talked about this before. With like cereal, for example, how big was the serving size? And you see the serving size and it fills you up. It's fine. But it's not what you were eating before. I think this is the problem. We don't really know sizes. We don't realize what a regular portion is. And you see that when you go out to eat because of the amount of food that usually, the shocking amount of food that's on your plate. If you were to have it or slice it maybe even into 3/4, it would probably be a normal size. And you guys know this. This is what happens. You go out and you're starving, and you get this plate of food, and it is huge. And I think, to me, I don't think I know, one of the things that has been so valuable for me, and I feel so excited about it, is that I've learned that had no clue about portion sizes, that I had no clue, and that I would do the extreme stuff too, because we're busy, we're running around doing radio shows, like I'm doing a radio show, obviously. Many of you have different schedules. And I wouldn't eat anything. I wasn't hungry. I would, you know, get up, boom, I'm working, and next thing you know, it's time for dinner, and you feel like dinner's a free-for-all, and the free-for-all can get you into serious trouble because, I mean, my gosh, your body is starving. You're doing nothing at all for that engine except for shutting it down, and then you're stuck. And I think that, to me, is one of the key things that has made the biggest difference in my life with Nutrisystem, and the whole idea of tracking, the daily tracker, and the fact that you have a grocery guide, so you realize that there are things you can eat that you actually like, and you can have more of it. If it's about having a bigger serving size, there's great stuff that you can eat that's not gonna kill you when you get on the scale, because you can have cashews, you can have 2 tablespoons of cashews or almonds or have a egg or have whatever it is, but it's just the portions that are so key in tracking the food. So I wish all of you, whatever your goal is, I hope all of you crush it this year and get into the best shape you can and feel the best you can, because there's nothing worse than feeling lethargic feeling, right? After you've eaten some incredibly huge amounts of food and you just can't get that energy back. Oh! So it's always fun to talk to Dawn Zier and see the exciting things that Nutrisystem is doing. Thanks so much for listening to this hour, by the way, of America Tonight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.